Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On November 4th, Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation. But it seems like the resignation has been put on hold, which begs the question, what's going on? Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says.
It's hard to know from our perspective. Sat7, of course, doesn't get involved in political things. But having just visited Beirut here in the last month, when a lot of this was going on, we found that folks were, in a sense, almost used to this. The rest of the world interprets things one way or the other, but they see these things come and go.
Is this recent uproar a family matter? Maybe, but it has the potential to negatively impact minorities like Christians and refugees in the country. So pray for peace in Lebanon and that believers would remain bold in their faith. And the importance of getting scripture into every heart language cannot be overstated. For example, Chris Winkler of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says a man from the Giriama people group in Kenya explained to them why the Swahili Bible wasn't cutting it for his people. Paraphrasing, Winkler says,
the word for sin in Swahili is the word that we use for that fizzy feeling that you get in your nose when you drink soda too fast. And so when they heard about what Jesus came to do and Jesus came to save them from sin, they heard Jesus came to save them from that fizzy feeling that you get in your nose when you drink soda.
Today, the Bible translation is complete for the Giriama, and Wycliffe is well on its way raising support to print and distribute these Bibles. Learn more at missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And these are stories that were written by a woman for a woman to help you with your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.